expectations for this team?
Oh, you don't know?
I asked you that yesterday.
Obviously you always want to have a good offseason, a great offseason, working hard and improving yourself. My goals really are just improve upon my personal game, make this team and this D-line better, just become more consistent and be a positive force for this defense. You have personal goals, and you always want to make a Pro Bowl. You always want to, make an All-Pro type of list, and that's what you shoot for and strive for every year.
Are your expectations for the team success higher than they've been?
Every year you expect yourself to come in and work hard, and you don't expect anything, but you expect to get what you work for, and that's what we're here doing. We're working, and we expect to get some hard work and work hard when we step in this building. And so when we're working hard, in Davie, then it's going to show in Cleveland and other places as well.
J.O., is there a different anticipation to opening day as opposed to any other game?
There's always added anticipation. The games start counting, the checks start coming. No, I'm joking. It's an exciting time. You get to play a different opponent, and the games matter, and it's the beginning of the playoff hunt.
And the first guy you guys face is a load. They like to pound it with these running
backs. Yeah, the funny thing is that it's been a while since we played the Browns, but the last time we played them, we were in a 3-4 defense, and there was a lot of that downhill running, which is kind of, our style of game, So we're looking forward to it, and it'll be a tough opponent, but we're looking forward to it.
Hey, what do you tell some of these rookies who they're going to be kind of wide-eyed here? They're trying to downplay it now, but what was that like the first game when you stepped out there?
For me, it was exciting. Anytime it's your first game, regardless of being a rookie or not, it's your first game of the season. But being the first game in a new league and a higher level, it's the same as college. It's the same thing. You're going to be excited regardless. So it's after that first snap, it all comes back down to reality, and it all comes back to you, and you snap right back into the game. But for me, I came from 110,000, so it wasn't really much of a transition.
Do you view the front seven as the strength of this team?
We have many strengths. We got many strengths on this team. I think one of them is the D-line. I view it that way. The reason I view it that way is because we come here and work every day the way we do. And guys like Paul and Randy have, been here for a while and really set a precedent in that room along with Casey Rogers.